This is Ching. Today is February the 6th. Right now, I'm interviewing my interviewee to know about her culture and linguistic background. Okay, so the first question, where were you born?
I born in Peru.
How many years have you spent here?
Here?
In Peru.
In Peru, 21 years.
21 years. How big is your family?
I'm the last one of five.
Five? Wow.
Uh-huh. Well, actually, we were six at the beginning, but one of them died. Oh. So now we are five. Mm-hmm. Three girls and two boys.
Two boys. So you are the last one?
Yeah, I'm the last one. Mm. I'm the baby in my family.
So all people love you.
Yeah. And actually my brother, my oldest, is 7 years older than me.
Mm-hmm.
So they never expect me.
Ah, 7 years older than you.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
So that they have to buy everything for me because mm-hmm. he was a boy.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't expect another one. So they were five and in that moment. They were mm-hmm. five. So I born, we were six. But when I was 8 months, my brother, one of them, died.
Oh, sorry. So Spanish is your native language?
Uh-huh, yes.
Okay. So in Peru, everyone speaks to
Spanish?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Spanish is the main language. They speak also other languages. But in the mountains, but it's very small, almost is disappearing.
Disappearing?
Yeah, the other languages.
What's called?
Quechua.
Quechua.
Quechua. And in the forest, they speak another language. It's called Aymara. Aymara. After Spanish, these are two next okay. languages, but very few people. Maybe. A thousand, maybe only they speak that. No more than that.
Does anyone in your family know how to speak that?
No one. I born in the coast, so very far from those languages.
Coast, born in the coast.
Uh-huh.
Cool. Do you speak? So when did you start to learn English?
When I was 12.
12. Okay.
Well, actually, in the school. You learn all your life, you know, but intensively
uh-huh.
in when I was 12. So since then I was in a specific high school called American Peruvian School.
American Peruvian School.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Is it a joint school?
Yeah, it's like a school where you learn everything, but uh-huh. sometimes you have classes in English and sometimes you have classes in Spanish.
Oh, sí.
Yeah.
Sí.
Yeah, I always do that.
Spanish and English class. So, what are teachers like? Like who teach you English? Are they local people there, or are they?
At the beginning, when you are a beginner, it's Peruvian teachers
mm-hmm.
who knows English,
mm-hmm.
so they can explain you. If you don't know, they can explain you in Spanish.
Okay.
Some words, you mm-hmm. know, but. But then it's only the first year. Then the second year, only American people. There is another school in my local town,
mm-hmm.
Also British and Peruvian.
Mm-hmm.
But I choose American.
Oh.
You know, British and Peruvian. But it's the English, but you know, British has another grammar.
British.
Uh-huh.
My British accent is so
elegant.
Yeah.
I know, but I don't know. I don't know. I choose, all my family choose the English, American English over. I know some differences,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But my main is American English.
So what did you study there?
I studied anthropology.
archaeology or what?
Anthropology.
Oh, anthropology. Okay. Is that your major?
Yeah.
Wait.
It's, cultural.
Wait. So this is
Oh, this is the high school.
This is the high school.
Yeah,
okay.
Where I learned. I mean, yeah, the high school. It's after 12 years old,
uh-huh.
when you have I have English classes, and also not only English classes. It was come from. It came with the cultural. So we celebrate Christmas. We celebrate Saint Valentine. We celebrate Halloween. I mean,
uh-huh.
we never had the pumpkin pie because we don't have pumpkin pie there, you know. But we knew about that, you know. So they explain us how was the life here
mm-hmm.
in the United States.
So is this school costly?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, it's private. You have to pay.
Oh, it's private school.
Yeah, you have to pay every month.
So, do you learn, like, for example, do you learn Mass
mm-hmm.
in English? Or they teach you Mass in English?
Uh-huh.
They teach you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's, okay.
Yeah.
So, for those subjects, so they also teach you English?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why I said very intensive.
Yeah. Only language is was, because in Spanish we have a specific class for language.
Mm-hmm.
In English, I know you don't have. They don't have. They just learn to read, and they just learn to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But in Spanish,
mm-hmm.
we have classes,
mm-hmm.
language classes, in Spanish
oh.
about the Spanish,
oh.
how to build the sentence, what is the part of the sentences.
Uh-huh. So this is for Spanish?
Yeah, this is for Spanish.
So it's like half-half or
mm-hmm.
half-half? Okay.
But no, but this course is specifically, it was only Spanish. So
mm-hmm.
only Peruvian people told me.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. But how would you rate if I say the exposure to English and Spanish, which do you think is more, or do you think it's almost the same?
No. Spanish was more.
More.
Spanish. Yeah. In English, we was more try to introduce the culture, make you understand, I mean, writing, reading,
mm-hmm.
and speaking, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But the other, a specific material is sometimes mathematics, for example, sometimes was in English and sometimes, but more of the time was in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm. So, do you still remember how they assessed your performance?
Yeah, in a test.
Test?
Yeah. In English, for example, it was speaking,
mm-hmm.
writing, and reading.
Mm-hmm.
Like a brainstorm. You
brainstorm?
Know, brain make a story, you know, like
uh-huh.
As you, how was your day for someone? It depends on your level.
Uh-huh, okay.
But those were the, make an interview with you, so making you questions, so they can see your level, speaking level.
See. So, okay, now let's go to your college.
I went to the National University
mm-hmm.
in my hometown.
National University, okay.
Mm-hmm. There in Peru, when you go to the National University,
mm-hmm.
you have to study very, very hard.
Oh.
Because if you go, it's the opposite. If you go to the, it's the opposite of the high school. If you go to the high school, to the national
uh-huh.
schools, the level, the education is not very good. So you need the private. The university, if you go to the national, the level is good.
So
in private, it's not, because it means you have money to pay the teachers. You know.
See.
So, yeah. So if you go to look for a job, it's important what university you went to. So yeah, I went to the national university.
So your major is
anthropology.
Anthropology. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's a cultural, because they're anthropology, social and cultural,
uh-huh.
so I got a cultural.
social and the culture.
Yeah, I mean, it's anthropology. Uh-huh. You choose one branch.
Uh-huh.
So I choose cultural.
Oh.
Cultural.
Mm-hmm. So do you have so at that time do you have any time to speak English or?
Yeah, I met people, you know, tourism, and also since I was 12 years old, in that time my siblings were living in Europe, at least one of them, and then each year they live in.
Wait, who?
My first brother,
first. So when you were 12, your first brother was in Europe?
He was in Europe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my brother was. Yeah, I was 7 years old mm-hmm. when he moved to Spain. So he started sending friends to Peru because they wanted to know Peru, you know, like a tourist. Uh-huh. So they stayed in my house. Oh. So I started practicing and, you know, uh-huh. with them, talking with them in English. Mm. And also I learned from European culture through them.
Mm-hmm. So what did you do after you graduated from the school?
I moved to Spain.
Moved to Spain. So you find a job there or?
Yeah, I started working in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized that I want to study something else.
Mm-hmm.
So I moved in April, and in that September I start studying.
Study?
Yeah.
Study what?
The first 2 years I did social. It's a kind of long word. It's social.
Sociology?
Let me think in Spanish.
You can say Spanish.
Okay, animación.
Animación.
Sociocultural.
So,
like animation, but it's not like animation.
Animation.
Because it's not what it means animation, like
it's not
cartoons or something. No, it's not like that. Animación sociocultural is when you learn to make projects to animación means to encourage people to pursue their goal.
Oh,
you know? So I basically
like public speaking?
Yeah. Like I'm trained to for example there's a company, right?
Uh-huh.
And they have their workers. And sometimes their workers don't get well each other.
Uh-huh.
Or there's in a competition uh-huh. or something like that. So I go there and teach them how to work in team.
Oh, okay. See.
To appreciate the social thing or
uh-huh.
so it's like that's why education work is involved in that.
Okay.
So it's like an animación sociocultural.
Kind of like
socio,
like pop, like pop, like public relationships, like public relations.
Not necessarily, because public relations is when you work for the company and then you speak for somebody else. I work inside of the company with the workers. I mean, it could be a company, it could be a classroom, it could be any group that they have a travel inside.
So, animación
socio cultural, like with a guión like this.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Socio guión cultural.
Oh, cultural.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, this is join. To join both.
Okay.
To those words. Mm-hmm.
So how long?
That
long
was 2 years.
2 years.
And in those 2 years, I went to do my practice at the end of, I mean, it's
practical.
2 years of it's four semesters.
You have four semesters.
I mean, like 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah. For right? So one of semester, the last one, I went to Ireland. To do my, like you're doing now, you know, like a kind of investigation project with the people over there.
Ireland. So people there speak English, right?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, because my English was...
No. Okay. So when do you still speak Spanish there?
Yeah, I mean I speak Spanish in Spain, but then I have to apply to go to Ireland to get the scholarship. So my English it was very good for them, so they say okay, you can go 4 months to Ireland. Cool. And the government of Spain paid everything for me.
Wow, cool, that's nice. Yeah. So after that, what did you do?
I took English classes because it was part of the program.
Oh.
Even though my level was good, but it was necessary.
So during the time in Ireland, you still have the English classes?
Yeah, I have English classes 1 month. And then
water?
Yeah, please. And then the next month I worked to work with immigrants. That was my field.
Oh, immigrants.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where are the immigrants from?
They were actually it is not a big population, you know, but in this company, they do work in Africa. So it's not the people were there in Ireland. It is because they went to other countries, you know. So basically, I never interact with other immigrants, but I have to prepare material in order when my boss went to these places, he can use the material. You know, for example, I made a PowerPoint presentation, you know, to explaining different kinds of celebrations, you know, in China, in Africa, in Spain, and countries that I was interested in, you know? So, kind of like that.
Yeah, pretty cool experience.
Yeah, my boss was amazing. Yeah, I remember one day there was another girl doing her internship in law, so she was basically her assistant, personal assistant of him. So she and I we went to the places that it's supposed he has to be, you know. So one day we ate like 4 meals in 5 hours. So yeah, and we were like, we come here in representation of this organization, and so we have to move very fast, you know. And,
must eat a lot.
Eating a lot, yeah.
Eating a lot. So next question. When did you come to America?
Oh, but then after that, I did 4 years of university. More.
More?
Yeah.
4 more years of university?
Yeah.
After the Ireland experience?
Yeah, I get that degree on that. And then I was like, this is not enough. I get a high level.
How many degrees do you have?
Four.
Four?
Yeah.
What are they?
So it's anthropology. This animación sociocultural. But this one is not as high as
this is like a college. Oh, okay.
Only. So and then I did social work and social education. Two degrees in 4 years.
Where did you get these 2 degrees?
In Seville.
In
Spain. Yeah, I came back. I came back to get my, and then I went to the university, and all of it. I wasn't like a green card, you know. I wasn't a citizenship, and all the government paid everything for me.
Oh.
all the 4 years of the university.
Well, you must be an excellent student, I mean.
Yeah, no, but actually, when I get the higher scores, is when they give me more money because my scores.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is this the policy of Peru or the Peru?
No, nothing from Peru. It was just.
Who supports you? Who gives the money?
The government or
the
Spain. Yeah.
They're very kind.
I know, and I wasn't being a citizenship. So when I finish 4 years, my university is when I get the citizenship. So I change all my papers. So I, now my degree it's saying like Jill Hoyos, Spanish.
Ah.
So now I have two. I'm Peruvian and I'm Spanish.
Oh, wow. Peruvian and Spanish.
And probably next year I'm gonna be American.
So after four more years, I came to America.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. So and we're talking about
3 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, in the 2012,
mm-hmm.
in July,
mm-hmm.
I spent the whole month in London.
Wow, cool.
I've seen the Olympic Games in London.
Wow.
I was there.
Wow. What game did you watch? Football.
Well, not inside because all the tickets were sold
uh-huh,
out.
Uh-huh.
But you go to the park,
mm-hmm.
and they have huge screens, so you can see, and everybody, you know, with their group. So I joined to the Spanish people.
Mm.
So we were rooting for Spanish people.
Nice. Wait, where was I? The US. Okay. So 3 years ago, okay, you came to the United States. In Indiana?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Why did you choose Indiana?
My husband.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I moved when he was my boyfriend. So I met him in Spain. We were living together 4 years in Spain. So I finished my university, those 4 years, the university. And he said, okay, let's go to Indiana.
Okay.
It's where his parents had the house. And we were there with them 2 years.
So in Spain, so with your partner, do you speak Spanish or English or?
Well, when I met him, we started speaking in English.
Uh-huh.
But then, and then he came back here, and then he went back for me. So, and he started learning Spanish with me there.
So. Now at home, what
Spanish. At home we speak Spanish.
Wow.
Well, actually at home and when we are out, only if there's another person who speaks English, we speak English. But mainly, I mean, between us is Spanish.
Oh. Wait, but he's American, right?
He's American.
Oh, okay.
But every single, I mean, all his siblings, he's the seventh of eight.
Oh, yeah.
So all of them speak Spanish.
All of them speak Spanish?
Uh-huh. Also his mother. So
wow.
At the beginning with me.
Wow. You guys were meant to be together.
I know. And actually one of his sisters, spent 3 years in Peru.
Wow.
Doing work and research, you know.
So all the family can speak Spanish.
Yeah, except the father. I mean, except my father-in-law. Everybody else.
Wow, too cool to be true.
Here's this special box.
Thank you.
Is everything all right?
Mm. It seems so. Yeah.
Would you like some more hot water?
Yes, thanks.
you. I'll be right back.
What language at home? So, do you still contact your family in Peru?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went back since I came here.
Uh-huh.
I went back three times.
Three times, like a year.
I moved here in August 2012. So I came back. I went to Peru in 2013, in May and June.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2014. April and May, and again in December,
mm-hmm.
and January. So this last vacation, I was there in Peru.
Do you have any religious belief?
No. It's very like different, because
mm-hmm.
normally everybody in Peru and in Spain are Catholics.
Mm-hmm.
But my family was not religious at all. Not my parents. But it was shocking for them when I say that, because it's just you born, they celebrate your first year and you've been baptized. No questions.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
About, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But for me it was different. My parents were open mind, so they thought like for my best, I shouldn't be baptized, so I can decide when I was older.
So your family is very like open minded, so like you make choices, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. What do you think? You've been to Europe and America,
mm-hmm.
and live in Latin America. So how would you say? Do you think there's that like a best culture like among these three?
If I have to choose one culture,
mm-hmm.
it should be European.
Why?
Because I feel because the how the politics works,
mm-hmm.
there is much better. We have free insurance, health insurance for everybody.
Wow.
You don't have to be citizenship. If you are there as a tourist and something happened to you on the road, only with your passport, they give you an X-ray, they give you all the medicine you need,
nice.
And they don't ask for it, you know, unless you buy insurance. But if you don't have anything,
mm-hmm.
they give you everything for free. So sometimes if I have a cold or something,
mm-hmm.
I went. And they say, okay, let's get an X-ray in case you have bronchitis.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, oh, no, you don't have it. Okay, go home. Just take this pill and you're going to be fine.
Wow.
But they never ask me for money at all.
Oh, nice.
I get like three times X-rays and mm-hmm. never have to pay for them.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel comfortable when you speak English?
Yeah. Actually, in Spain, where I was living,
mm-hmm.
they have a different accent, Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard. Very hard. I was crying the first week. I couldn't understand anything. But when
Wait, you couldn't understand Spanish or English?
I know.
You couldn't understand Spanish?
No, I couldn't understand
what?
Spanish. I know, right? And
mm-hmm.
But then when I went to Ireland, my English was good enough, so
mm-hmm.
I hadn't any problem to understand anything.
That's interesting.
You know, I should be the opposite, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like in Ireland, crying because their accent is hard also. But I've never felt like I have any problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
But in Spain, I was like, at least 1 week crying and a month to adapt, learning new words, learning new expressions, learning the joke, the way they make jokes. It's like they are ironic. You know, for example, if it's hot outside, they say, oh, it's very cold here, right? And I was like, what? I never get it.
But that's why you say, if you're more sense of belonging, you're Europe.
Yeah, but in general, yeah. I feel... And also, I mean, it's better than here because if you lose your job or that, you never stop. You can go study something. You never stop. I mean, like, your life continue. You have other options. Because the government gives you courses, support you to have a ticket for the bus. If you don't have money to buy the bus ticket, you know, you have for 6 months until they have a specific office where you go and they explain you how to find a job. They are behind you to help you to keep going. They say maybe you need a change your degree, or maybe you are not interested in doing this anymore, you know, but they're behind you.
So their government is more supportive. Wow. Yeah, so basically that's it. Yeah, a lot of information.
Thank you. You know how much I have